Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So if Americans need physical proof that their federal government in Washington, D.C. is broken, all they have to do is take a peek inside the U.S. Capitol.
There's some 1,000 to 1,300 cracks.
There's 1,300 cracks
in the exterior cast iron dome.
So be careful of your shoulders and your cameras particularly.
And those cracks represent water leaks. And if you look carefully at the rotunda above us, you can see where water has penetrated. You can see the rust stains.
And if we don't do it now, it's going to be more expensive later.
I wonder if they were wearing hard hats there. That's from a media tour looking at structural problems in the Capitol Dome that not even the Tea Party can argue away. The 150-year-old U.S. Capitol Dome needs a $60 million restoration between now and 2015, a project that has become an inevitable symbol, just like the dome itself, of broken government in the United States. Joining me now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick on Capitol Hill. Todd, are you wearing a hard hat?
Cracked, but still standing, the Capitol Dome. And maybe that's a lot like Congress itself. Hey, John, yep, in the Capitol right now.
And this $60 million restoration will mean that visitors to Washington will see the scaffolding going up and that dome will not be visible for a while.
That's exactly right. And the project is in two phases. And we had a nice viewing just last evening with the architect of the Capitol, Stephen T. Ayers. Two phases. Phase one, John, they've erected a massive cloth donut on the inside of the famous Capitol Rotunda. That's to catch any debris that falls during this giant construction and renovation project. Now, the Capitol Rotunda is going to stay open to tourists. People can still go through there. But this giant donut, we got a picture on the website if you want to get a sense of what I'm talking about. It's about 120 feet across. It's huge, and it's designed to catch debris up to 500 pounds that might fall.
They're gonna,
cast iron.
They're
going to
catch. They're going to catch this stuff and sell it as souvenirs and pay down the deficit, right?
People might buy it, and when you see the photos of the condition of the Capitol, you'll get to understand why they're doing this. So that's phase one, is the interior. They're done with that, and there's some scaffolding that went up and scaffolding that's come down inside the rotunda. Outside in the dome is where the big work is starting right now. There's scaffolding going up as we speak. It's not occluding the dome yet, but for the next 2 years, that Capitol dome, that famous icon, is going to be in a cage, all 7,000 cast iron tons of it. John, they haven't touched it. They haven't repaired it in any significant way since 1960. And they've done small repairs trying to fill in the big cracks in the cast iron, but they haven't really renovated. That's why they're doing this.
I know that we could talk for probably 2 hours about every single renovation that's been done back to like 1814 when the British, you know, burned Washington.
Yep.
But let's not go there. if you go to the Capitol, really, in the last decade, there's been a lot of work done on the Capitol. There's a renovation going on at the Supreme Court right now. What's the track record for getting this stuff done on time? And are there any worries here?
Yeah, the track record is a little scary, especially in lean budget times. The biggest construction project recently is the Capitol Visitor Center. It's underground, sort of in a bunker, to handle all the 2.5 million tourists who come through the Capitol each year. It's beautiful. John, it was completed back in 2008.
It is gorgeous.
It is three years late and $350 million over budget. So people are really scared. So you worry about cost overruns and not finishing on time. But I asked a conservative Republican about this, somebody who'd be really concerned about cost overruns, Republican Senator John Hoeven. He's the senior Republican on the committee that's handling the money for this project. Listen to what he said about getting this thing done on time.
Sure, you have to have it all done for the inauguration. So we've got a hard deadline there. So, I mean, we've planned this out. And I think, we've been very careful to talk to the architect, and he understands it. Not only does the timeline have to be met, but, you know, the budget.
I detect a little enthusiasm there. He's anticipating a Republican inauguration in 2016.
Yeah, well, look, he's all for it, and pretty much everybody was. In terms of Capitol Hill renovations and Washington renovations, $60 million is a song. It's considered not that expensive. The Washington Monument was under scaffolding for over 3 years. They had a renovation there. They took the scaffolding down, and, John, then that earthquake 2 summers ago, they had to put it right back up to repair the Washington Monument. They're hoping not to do that. Inauguration 2017 is the hard deadline to have the scaffolding down, have it all cleaned up.
And if they get it done by 2015, they can go to work on renovating your kitchen. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You bet.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.